nosso grupo. Oh, Sharon was last week about snapping string. Can you snap string? So what that means, you've got a parcel which has got a knot on it, proper knot, which you can't undo. I mean, that's posh. If you can undo the knot, let me start with a recent rule last time. But if you've got a knot in a which was done for less than 24 hours, you can undo it. So who had it, you could snap it. There's nothing wrong with snapping it as well. And Mr. Moore just said only that ideally one should undo it. It's not snapping it, for some reason, is not ideal. It's better to undo the knot rather than snapping the knot.
Yeah.
So what was? Yeah, I don't know why. I'm sure the Mr. Moore is why, the reason why Mr. Moore says that. For some reason, snapping is not ideal. It's better to undo the knot than snapping it. In a case, that's what we said to Mr. Moore last time, yeah? It's where she can die and she can't die. It's better to, what do you call it? It's rather better to undo it. No. In a case of what? In a case of where the knot is permanent, it was made for a long time. So there, you can't snap the knot itself. Because like you can't undo the knot, you can't snap it. So we had a Shiloh, what about, can you snap another part of the string? Yeah, can you cut another part of the string? I mean, you take scissors and you cut it. We said already last time, look, scissors are okay, so I'm here, sir. If you haven't got a knife available, how about it? If you can use a knife, it's still better to do. A knife is a case much better, so one should rather use a knife rather than scissors. If one hasn't got a knife available, and one's got available the scissors, then one's allowed to move it because it's so good for you. You're allowed to move it for its own use. So can you cut the string? So we said last time from Ochel Shabbos, a bit chiddush, Ochel Shabbos is not so happy about this actually. He wants to tie her that it's not possible at all. If you can't undo that knot, then it could be you can't snap it. Very chiddush. Let's just find it here. A knot which you can't, what do you call it? A knot which is made for a long time, you shouldn't undo it. And it's my important ages, says the Ochel Shabbos, to catch a shot of a knot which you must not do, for example, it's time for a long time, also got a knot coat. The Ochelra, says the Ochel Shabbos, Hakavona, Bezer, Shaosu, nothing is coming out, Kishira, after in the Bergea Club, Mokma Kesha, Rebbe Kirish. But you can't snap the string of the parcel, even not on the knot. Rebbe Kirish, you've got a parcel with a knot on, it was made for a long time. So it comes out, Ochel Shabbos says, the nice, but you can't snap the knot. Who I did, you can't snap the string anywhere else. Rebbe Kirish. He's understanding, we can understand. So you understand what he's saying, he's tying it. Well, the mice, you're undoing that knot, you're not undoing that knot at all. But you're now making that string undone, that's also one. Mice have many possible disagree with this, and they say that the problem to snap somewhere else besides the knot is allowed to do. You shouldn't snap the knot itself, because that's mummish matter, you're undoing the knot, you're breaking the knot apart. That's also to do, but to snap a string somewhere else, that's allowed.
But yeah. Not using a scissor.
What?
But not using a scissor.
Scissor's not ideal, because that's a shadow moxer.
Yeah,
but if you've got nothing else to use, you can use it. If you need a knife, it's like it's got something, you've got blood knife over it. Yeah, true. I mean, if you can use something else besides case of this, that's what one has to do. One should do that. Okay, what else do we say? Then we said there's no issue of Korea on a Chatek on string. We spoke about this last time as well. That Korea is the opposite of Tofa. Tofa is you stick things together. Paper is shy to Tofa to string. No one sticks string together. You can knot it together, that's kosher, it's not tofa. So there's no tofa by string, there's no gluing, sticking together string, and therefore it's a snap string, it's not korea, it's not tearing. The korea is the opposite of tofa. If it's tofa, then to undo it is called korea. If there's no tofa, there's no korea. And then we said there's no ism chatek as well, it's not cut at the size over here. And maybe we might not cut at the size, there's no problem, it sounds the issa of cutting. You cut it, throw it away, not issa the string normally, there's no problem. One thing I must just mention, and Ramon mentioned, I'm not really sure what the case is, he says sometimes you give something to an woman to repair for you, and the woman repairs it in a way, and he ties it in a very tight way, which can't be used without tying it, then it could be a child makwe patish to use it. I don't know where to put a modern example, this is, I'm not sure, but that's what the Ramon says. So not every time you undo a knot is important. But generally speaking, the marshal snapping string, the marshal sometimes you need to buy a new suit, for example, sometimes you have the price tag of something hanging down, it's with a knot, there's a string hanging down, and it's knotted onto something. That knot is made for a long time. It's made for a while. In fact, it's probably never ever meant to be undone. Normally they don't expect to undo the knot, they expect to snap the string. So to snap that string, the chayyur, I'm sure one realizes one hasn't done it, so the chayyur, to snap that string, one will be allowed to do it. Yeah, because we're talking about snapping string, the chayyur is much to do if, like we said, not like Ochel Shabbos. Ochel Shabbos, if you can't do the knot, you can't snap it either. But the wise is like, we're taking on, according to our shins, that will be allowed to be done, so you can snap that. Okay. Today is also very interesting, halacha, which Lamaisa, many people take this halacha out, but I'm not so sure how clear it is. That's a knot that was made by accident. I mean, it's very often the person, they get to a shoelace often, the person makes a shoelace. And as he undoes it, he makes sometimes a little high, gets into a mess, but Lamaisa gets into a big knot. Sorry?
He gets into a knot. Very hard
to do. He gets into a real knot. Lamaisa, very hard to undo. It's very, very difficult to undo something. You pulled it tight, you pulled it. And you want to undo it, you made a real mess there. Can you undo that knot? So there's a few Mishnah Berurahs over here. Let's just go over here. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Shin Yud Zayin, Sukkot Kav Gimel. Now listen carefully to the Mishnah Berurah here. I think people make a big mistake. Listen to what the Mishnah Berurah says. Sukkot Kav Gimel. Well, Mikol Mokhin, that was the last part of the Mishnah Berurah. Mikol Mokhin. In Dakar Nas Zamiv, a person wants to make a bow. But below Kavona Niksham, where without Kavona, it made into a knot. Dinai Kakesha Sha'asu Lahatim Cholyeg. That has got a din of a Kesha, which is meant to be done on the day, which you can undo. So again, this is what we're talking. You want to make a bow. And by mistake, something happened, the bow slipped. Instead of making your bow, you made a knot. So on that, the Mishnah says that knot, since that knot, it's key, you didn't want to do it. And the force of experience, you don't want it, so you want to undo it, but you don't want to have that. So it's key, we look at it, so you made a knot for less than 24 hours. Therefore, you can undo it. So actually, Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is talking about a bow, yeah? He's talking about a bow that went wrong.
And a bow without the first knot.
Yeah, he's talking about a bow without the first knot. He's talking about just a normal bow, and it went wrong. And from that bow, slipped, and you made it into a knot. So, such a case, the Maaseh, he says it's supposed to do. Such a knot, once allowed to undo, yeah? Touch it on, either snap it, whatever you can do, you're allowed to do it. And I say the time is, since you did it without Kavona, it's not happy with it, so it's meant to be undone. Right. Now that's all very good. This Londus Lachor is very good when you make a knot which is not a Kesher Umen. I mean, you did make a double knot. Because then you can say that since you had in mind to, you don't want to have it done, it's only key, we look at it as if it's a knot made for less than 24 hours. If a person by mistake made a mistake and they're not going to a double knot, that's a shadow of a Kesher Umen. There, it doesn't help you the fact that you might want to undo it within 24 hours. A Kesher Umen, you can't do it within 24 hours. This whole shtickle Torah that the Mishnah Berurah is saying, how they're explaining, the only works with a single knot, which is called a knot, and you can undo it within 24 hours. It's not called a knot. But any knot that you made, which is a Kesher Umen, won't help you for. On that, the Chazon Ish says, that works even for Kesher Umen is because L'chaira, I think the Vav is because he says a Kesher Umen is a Chumra, that what we are machmir for a double knot as a Kesher Umen or an overhand knot, all these things are Chumras. We don't really know what's called a Kesher Umen. So because the Sofik went to Kesher Umen and you've got Shin's Rashi, it's only a Kesher and Shin's Rashi, which is a problem, on that you can make, practically speaking, it comes out that any knot which you make, whether it's a single knot or it's a knot which came into a double knot, that means a woman can be doing the rest of the way for tying her belt up. And by she ties it, she by mistake ties it too much and she makes a double knot. So she's made a double knot now. Can she undo that knot? So we're saying now that double knot, first of all, it's a question whether a double knot is called a Kesher Umen. So the Chazon Ish says, since the question whether it's called a Kesher Umen and it was done with Shlomi Kavona, Siruf, one's allowed to undo such a thing. So that comes out. Hamachon Abayis, it looks like. Now, all knots, basically. The only question will be if someone made a proper Kesher Umen. That, I don't know. That's very hard to make Shlomi Kavona. Someone made it. It's very hard to find a case of a proper Kesher Umen. I mean, the Kesher Umen of the Gemara is talking about a ship's knot. Yeah, okay. It's a very hard knot to make. I think there's another case, I think, with one of the animals, I think, also, a knot that you're making there. That's a very hard knot to make. So to make that Shlomi Kavona is very, very rare. That would be a problem case, but generally that means it comes out of every finish. All our knots that we make, if by mistake the knot went wrong and you ended up with a double knot, or you didn't realize what you were doing, same thing, someone's forgotten, didn't realize what he was doing. It means he ties up, I don't know if this is right, it's the same thing, but he didn't realize but come on what he's doing. He thought it was a weekday and he made a double knot in something, or he made an overhand knot in something. And he realized that he's made mistakes, he never made it, was slow to come on, he wasn't aware of what he was doing, just not sure, because the Mishnah Berurah talks about you made a knot and it went wrong. To make a knot, you know you make the knot and you planned it one way, you didn't think what you were doing, a bit more of a chiddush, but a chayra, that could also be maybe mutter, yeah? So generally speaking, our knots that were when you are doing a knot and it went wrong, generally speaking, what can I do it? I'm saying, even though it's very hard to undo often, it's very tight, it can take you a few minutes maybe to undo even. So you can undo it. If you can't undo it, you have to snap it as well. Yeah, that's the chore, watch it come out.
You know these tags that you get on new garments with plastic tags? It's the same thing.
That's not kosher, that's not kosher.
No, but you have to, is it?
Yeah, kosher, cut it off, chore. That's not career.
It's a matter of
the pastor. Why is that? Because the pastor's a beggar, a good beggar without it.
It's yeah, but that is in finalized. Once you. Well,
It's a problem.
You're walking the street with a label hanging down.
You wouldn't walk in the street with it, it's true, but
so
it doesn't.
In fact, if you take it off, you're now made it, you can wear it.
The side, it's a side point, I think it's a side point. The beggar is finished. But the beggar is made, the beggar's going to be finished. It's like someone puts something, actually, you get a dirty suit, someone puts something on, you got a brand new suit, and someone spills something on it. You wouldn't walk in the street with that suit. Is it Michael Patterson to take off? That isn't. A beggar is called a complete beggar. The master wants a beggar is complete. It's not
Michael
Patterson.
The pocket of
the pocket.
Michael Patterson, that's career. A few things that. Is it Michael Patterson really? You can wear a suit like that.
It's the only tech. It goes automatic.
I don't know how to do it. Very good, because that's the thing. So, Lemaiza, generally speaking, a double knot, overhand knot, almost all the knots that we make, Lemaiza, come out every knot that we make. If it went wrong and you end up with a wrong knot, Lemaiza, the bottom line is you can open it. That's what we're coming up with, yeah? Okay, there's another very interesting halacha now coming up, which is also very negeir. And that is, let's just clarify something, because we want to note, is there ever any hetairim to undo knots on Shabbos? I mean, we spoke about now, for example, a knot was made by mistake. But let's say you've got a shoelace, for example, someone made a shoe. He planned to make his shoelace on Wednesday, and he normally, when he makes his shoes on Wednesday, he leaves it for a few days like that, and knock and go. So he planned to leave it for 48 hours till Friday, or till next, or a few hours. He planned to leave it for a long time. It comes on Shabbos, and his Shabbos shoes have got a hole in it. He can't wear them anymore. So he wants to know where his weekday shoes. The problem is his weekday shoes have got a knot on bone and stuff. He slipped his shoes off on Wednesday morning, wherever it was, and took it off. But why on Wednesday morning, I don't know. But as he did, he slipped off on Wednesday morning and now he can't get into it. He wants to undo the knot. The chayyah, he's got a problem here because that knot has been made for more than 24 hours. So is there any way he can undo this knot on Shabbos?
Snap it. You said he can snap it.
If he snaps it, my friend, you got a problem. You can't wear those shoes on Shabbos.
He's got no shoelace.
He's got a big problem. He snaps it.
No, we said before anyway, if it's fine knot, you can't cut it in the zikadari.
That's a shayyah. That's a bagel. Right. It's a bagel. It's a maker in a different area. I'm saying you end up with no shoes. You can't put a new thread on the Shabbos, you can't put a new shoes. That's like a Shabbos. That's like a Makabata to put a new shoes. But there's a lot of things. A person can have a dress to wash them, they've got in the cupboard, for example. A lot of things you can have, which the mice was made for a long time, and now on Shabbos you need it. Is there any ways that you're allowed to undo a knot on Shabbos? Are there any exceptions? So there are a number of hetairim in Hilchos Matzos. I want to give a little akdama before we go into the hetairim, because you have to know, there's a number of historic drabonon in Hilchos Kosher. Some of the drabonons are more strict than others. That means next extension, we'll start with number one. First of all, we are machmir that a knot which is made for more than 24 hours is called a knot. That means a person makes a shoelace, and he has in mind more than 24 hours, that must not be made on Shabbos. If he does, it's been over Kosher. Many opinions actually disagree on this. They say that up to 7 days is not a problem. They hold that a kosher for a zman kotzer, a short time, is allowed up to 7 days. Mm-hmm. Yeah? We are machmir, Mishmur is in a few places. Mishmur brings down that we are machmir, and ideally Mishmur is in a few places. Let's find one of the two places. And we've got involved. Mishmur says, we the chachilah should be kosher, that already 24 hours is already a time period where more than that is offered to make one. It's under 24 hours a person makes a knot, but there's no problem. He can make a shoelace on Shabbos morning, no problem at all. He has in mind to undo it on Shabbos, or he makes it on Friday night and intends to do it within 24 hours, no problem whatsoever. But more than 24 hours, you should have in mind to do this. So the person makes a shoelace, according to Mishnah Berurah, on Shabbos morning, and he intends to leave it till next Shabbos, that's a problem, according to him. That's lechatchila, one should not make a knot for more than 24 hours. It's the Simchat Mavov, he says. There's a few blades over here. V'chol pochos mitchav tanashos, any less than 24 hours, v'yoymoy mikri, it's called v'yoymoy. But anything more than 24 hours becomes a problem. So therefore, one has to realize, any knot you make more than one day is already an issur d'rabon of making a knot. Because you're infringing on these shittas which hold that more than one day is already called a knot. The Meisah, the Bialoch himself says in Sif David, in Shainkurim, I'm going to Avraham, he brings this over here. Mikol Mokom, the Meisah in Lamb is in Loshon Zeh, I want to tell you, right, at the end of the day, but the Elit says in Mishnah Berurah, but Mokom Atzorich, in the case of need, to Yosum Yemecha the Mikra Shal Kayomo. If there's a need that's cropped up, a person's got a need that's cropped up, and he's made the knot for more than one day, but less than 7 days, there's a place to be lenient, but that's not called a knot. That means Avada Lechat Chila, we take on that one should make a knot for less than 24 hours. That's the ideal one should be striving for. If, however, one is faced with a knot on Shabbos, which was made for, let's say, 6 days, and he now needs on Shabbos to undo it, because he needs to wear it, so he's got nothing else to wear, then, says the Mishnah Berurah, in that case there, one can take on that after 7 days, it's called Zman Kotzer. So here it is, we might have to show you this about what's called Zman Kotzer. We know that you mustn't make a knot for a short time. What is called a short time? It's a big question. What's the definition of a short time? So many, some Rishonim learn that one up to 24 hours is called a short time. There are many other Rishonim we learn up to a week is called a short time. Up to 7 days is called a short time. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Avada Lechatchila, one mustn't make a knot for more than 24 hours. But if one faces the situation where one has got a knot in front of him, which was made for more than one day, but less than seven, and he needs to get into that knot, he needs it, it's a soyer to use that knot, then a person will be allowed to undo it.
Not a bow, yeah.
A woman made a dress, for example. Yeah, she went to a hustle in the middle of the week, the girl, and she made a knot and bow. She intended to leave it there till Shabbos. She didn't realize. She made a nice knot and bow, and she intended to leave it there till Shabbos. And now, on Shabbos 3 days ago, the custom was on Wednesday night. 2 days ago, she made it on Wednesday. And on Friday night, she realizes she wants to wear a dress, but she can't get into it. The bow's tied in the back, she can't get into it. She has to undo the bow. So is that?
Why should time come into it? What's the logic of it? I mean, every malocha, you know not to do, not to do. What if there's something here by not? You can get a time span. 24 hours, 7 days. What's the
logic? It's only Sudra Mor. Why they made this?
You can't do it.
What's the question? Is
well, nobody makes a knot to make a knot. It's irrelevant if it's 10 minutes, half an hour. You made a knot. You're not allowed to make a kosher. Finish. End of story.
It's not kosher.
There's no kosher before the knot.
Yeah, that's true. He's right. I'm not that I made a mishnah. I was made a kayama, yeah.
For a long time.
So I'm saying that's where the derisive comes
from. Why is it 7 days? All of a sudden, 7 days.
This man kotzer is called mutter. The world goes on this man kotzer. Question of what it is. There's an in between stage. There's three stages, which are called derisive. There's a very long time. It's a derisive.
You bring that for a
middle amount of time. That's just a long. Yeah, and then you've got the time when it's mutter. That's a question when it's 24 hours or 7 days. That bottom area where you're allowed to make a knot, that is a questionable how much you need, 24 hours or 7 days. So the Mishnah Berurah says again that Amasa Chachilah wants you to make for 7 days, but in Esat Soirach, one's allowed to be lenient and one's allowed to do it if it happens, if one needs to undo it within 7 days. So it could be, I don't know where else is Nagaya to besides dressing and shoes, but those are the cases the Choyah went to Nagaya. It could be in a freezer, maybe. I mean, that makes it a knot there. Normally, it's not. Normally, most of the things that we've got are only shoes and dresses Nagaya to this thing. Might be other things, but generally speaking, that's what's no gauge. So that would be a little. Sorry?
A knot, which you can fail, which you can slip off,
I told you a good example. A wind's knot's a good example. If someone made a knot on Shabbos, a wind's knot, he knows he's made a really nice tie, he wants to keep it. Honestly, in the week he went to the chasna, he made it at the chasna, a beautiful, a wind's knot, he's got it now, very good. He comes to Shabbos, he meets his friend, His friend said, you know, that wind's not such a nice one. Come to me, I'll show you how to make a nice one. Yeah, I can make a much nicer one for you. So he said, yeah, let's undo it. Well, that's called a Tzorich, I don't know, I'm not sure, maybe it's called a Tzorich. But that said, Tzorich is not so good this tie. He's speaking somewhere in public, he's got a very nice, got a nice town. So his friend wants to show him how to make a nice Windsor knot. So he said, a Windsor knot's got to do in a Kesher. So the Tzorich was made more than 24 hours ago, so it should be a proper time to do it. But in this case of his, the Tzorich, any Tzorich that is allowed, then one's allowed time to do this, not like a take on, that up to 7 days is not called a Kesher. All right, we said. Yeah.